Thank you for listening to Bee Talks Podcast. What do you call a Frenchman in sandals? Philippe Flop.
Hey, me gusta, señor. That was a very good joke. I am not gonna lie. That, my friends, Philippe. Oh my god, Philippe is Philippe, man. Come on. All right, hi everybody. Welcome back to BDoc. Hope you're having an amazing day. It is today. Ladies and gentlemen, today, the day I'm recording this, May 12th of 2021, is the end of an era, of the biggest Betox era yet. I think that's a pretty safe bet, okay? What we have started and what we are ending today, or the time you're watching this, whatever you want, we are ending the biggest season, season 3 of the show. And then season 4 is coming in exactly 10 days on May 22nd. You can catch a live stream. We're going to talk about that later. But ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be wrapping up, and we are going to be recapping the best, probably the best season of BTOX Podcast. So guys, in this episode, we are going to be talking about, we got 4 amazing segments. Number 1, season 3 by the numbers, which is really cool. I got some awesome statistics that we're going to talk about. They're doing a season 3 timeline of the most important dates and stuff like that. Go back in time. Then we're doing how you can be the first to hear what season 4 has in store. I think you know, but if not, definitely inform you. And then I'm going to talk about, kind of off script, why this final episode of the season was my personal favorite yet. All right, so without further ado, don't forget to be awesome, and let's get into the season 3 by the numbers. Support this podcast by going to anchor.fm/b-talks/support, or just the very bottom link in the description of this episode. You can donate from 99 cents a month up to $10 a month, and the donations will go straight to me. Keep in mind that all of this I will receive will go back into the show and making it a better listening experience just for you. And I will also pick months in the year where I will donate 50 to 100% of the donations I get that month to charity and good causes in general. Keep in mind you can always cancel your monthly donations whenever you want. Thank you either way, and let's continue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from the break. Okay, so, season 3 had some very high numbers, according, from season 1 and season 2. We're going to talk about all this. This isn't going to be a super long segment, but I don't know why. I kind of like statistics when they're talking, at football games or something, when they show up, win percent or something. I don't know. I feel like that's pretty cool. So we're going to do some of that. So Betox actually has a win percent. No, it doesn't have a win percentage. Here we go. In 8 months, which, yes, season 3 was exactly 8 months, we released a total of 28 episodes. Okay, because we just did Colorado Playbook episode number 7. So technically a total of 28 episodes, which is pretty good. But I made 29 episodes, released 28. Okay, that means 29. Yeah, it's okay. I don't know if I can say that yet, but we released over 10 and a half hours of content in 643 minutes. Well, here's the deal. I did all of this stuff before recording the Colorado Playbook episode 7. Be sure to check that out if you haven't. It's a really good episode. So I'm going to read it through. Just keep in mind that Colorado Playbook episode 7, one came out May 10th, is not kind of according to these stuff. Okay, so at least over 10 and a half hours of content in 643 total minutes. Obviously not including this episode either. Okay, on May 11th, which is the date that I wrote all this down, we racked up a total of 489. That does not seem like enough. Anyway, 489 total listens, not including Colorado Playbook episode 7 and this episode, obviously. Okay, that's a lot. I think right now we're at 2,187 total listens, which is pretty cool. We're getting about 100 listens a month, which is, that's pretty awesome. Me gusta, senor. All right, and then here we go. The average of these season 3 numbers is we got about average about 18 listens an episode, which is actually phenomenal. That's actually really good. And average about 23 minutes long, because I'm going to talk about this a little later, why kind of like the length is so much different for these season 3 episodes, and we'll get into that later. But the biggest episode of season 3 was actually like the second episode of season 3, which was the B-Talks Insider episode. It has 28 plays to this date, which is pretty cool. I don't want to like promise anything, but I'm planning out a new insider. I don't want to do those like once a season, but hopefully we'll get some good insider episodes in season 4. But yeah, all right, you know, we're gonna move straight on to the timeline. That's not very long, so let's keep going. All right, so the Welcome to Season 3 B-Talks bonus episode came out exactly 8 months ago today, which is September 12th, 2020. Great episode. I was pumped. I got you guys pumped up for all the stuff. And it was, Season 3 did not turn out nothing like the pump-up video did, but it was still considered, like, successful in my opinion. All right. Then on September 13th, 2020, the biggest episode, which was Bare Beginnings, the B-Talks Insider episode. Again, 28 listens to this date. That was exactly 8 months and a day from today. Then January 30th of 2021 was the official B-Talks reboot. Yes, that is correct. If you remember all the way back to when we started it, we did 2 season 3 episodes and then didn't upload for all of October, November, December, and pretty much all of January until January 30th, when was the official B-Talks reboot, which was 4 months since an episode. Then went with the series reboots on January 31st. We did Everything MCU reboot, which was 9 months since the last Everything MCU episode. And that may be the biggest series of the season. I didn't add that in the statistics, but I guess like biggest month would probably be February of 2021. For the season, and then biggest series, honestly, is Everything MCU, because we put a lot of time and effort with WandaVision and the Falcon and Winter Soldier coming out, so I think, yeah, it definitely showed for that. So, January 31st, 2021, we had the Everything MCU reboot. Then February 6th, the Prankcademy reboot, again, another 9 months since we brought that one back from season one. And then something that felt like was long ago, but wasn't that long ago, was the anniversary special on February 17th. Yeah, it's been like 3 months since that. And actually, on the February 17th anniversary special was when we announced this date, May 12th, where season 3 would recap, and then season 4 would come on May 22nd. Then February 20th, we have the brand new series, Don't Forget to Be Awesome, episode number 1. February 27th, all these 2021, obviously, we got a new trailer, my favorite piece of work. That is really cool. March 6th was the very first B-Talks live stream, which I love doing those. I have a new one on the 22nd if you want to listen to it. And yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty fun doing those live streams. Then, ish a month later, like 14 days later, March 20th was the 100th episode of B-Talks, ladies and gentlemen. It was really cool. And it was actually a live stream. It was an unedited recording of the live stream, which was the 100th episode. That's pretty cool. April 1st, we did the April Fool's Day Prankcademy special, which has the most listens of April of any episode in April and May. April was a smaller month. I think we came out with like 5 episodes ish. Not amazing, but. And then fast forward a lot to May 12th, the season 3 finale, which is the day I'm recording this. Probably not the day you're listening, but if you are listening on May 12th, that is very good, because I'm recording this kind of late, like 8:30. So, yeah, probably listening to this in a later time. But, yeah. All right. So, that was the B-Talks Season 3 numbers and the Season 3 timeline. Let's get into the kind of mini. No. We're going to do the last two in one segment. So, after the break, we're going to get into how you can be the first to hear what Season 4 has in store. And then I'll get off script and talk to you guys personally why this season was my favorite season of the show. All right, that's next on the show. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, you may be asking yourself, how can I listen to season 4? I know that's going through your head. Come on, don't lie to me. I know that's true. Anyways, you can be the first to listen to season 4 with a live stream on May 22nd of 2021 in exactly 10 days on Podbean. I won't be releasing anything because I got to take a little break. Got to get a lot of stuff ready for season 4, which is soon. So be ready. But guys, if you want to check out the live stream, it is going to be, you know, I'm going to make it the top link, okay? Got to figure it out on Apple Podcasts, okay? You press the top link in the description of this episode for the live stream, okay? You got this. It's honestly not that hard, but I mean, I'm not going to judge people for not being tech savvy. So, I mean, if you can't figure it out, that's sad. Maybe I can, if you leave a message on the website, I'll give you the link or something. Yeah. And honestly, if you don't tune in live, I'll still be uploading an episode on May 22nd, 2020 of the unedited version of the live stream. So you can still hear it live as if you were there, if you weren't. But if you were there, then you're even more awesome. Okay, just letting you know, that means you're even more awesome when I'm telling you don't forget to be awesome. You just don't forget. Yeah, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap it up today. I know I got a shorter one. I'll put out like a 50-minute episode almost, and then I'll do this like 12-minute, whatever. Okay, so here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Season 3, doing this gave me so much more motivation, and I'll tell you why, okay? Because at the beginning of Season 3, it felt like Season 1, okay? It felt like I was doing like 5 episodes a week, 10 minutes each, not putting in a bunch of work, but the fact that I was uploading stuff so frequently was why I thought I was gonna grow, okay? And even the word I said for season 3 was, we're gonna go back to the roots. The plan of September and October and December of 2020 was to upload 5 episodes a week. There's a chance I'm wrong, but I remember I was going to do Monday morning, which I really should bring back because that got a bunch of listens. But Monday morning, Prankcademy, Everything MCU, Colorado Playbook, and a new one called The Art of Film, because I actually really love movies and I like to make my own. So I was going to do a little series on that, but that never happened. So I made the Welcome to Season 3 episode on September 12th. That was on time. I made the Betox Insider episode on time. And then I didn't upload for like 4 months. And I don't know why. I mean, I thought that doing 5 episodes a week would make me grow and we'd get a bunch of listens. And yes, they might not be long and they might not be the highest quality, but I'm putting out so much like content every day of the week. So that should result in me making more money, and that should result in me growing. But it turns out I didn't, and I felt super unmotivated. I tried to make episodes, and it just didn't work out. And November went around, having Thanksgiving, and here's the deal, everybody. I'm guessing there will be breaks in season 4. I know I'm not gonna stay super determined the whole time, but like, I just, every time I'm not uploading stuff, I'm still constantly thinking about the show. Like, I'm still thinking of ways I can make it better and episode ideas and new series ideas and stuff. I'm every single night before bed for like 30 minutes, I'll work on like in this notebook, I'll work on like episode ideas and scripts, and I just brainstormed for like 2 months just thinking about what I can do for season 4, and I'm so happy with what I have as an idea, and it just all leads back to me making more money and more interaction, and it's just super exciting. So every time I'm always thinking of the show. And then like October passes, November passes, December passes, and pretty much all of January, like I kind of just said earlier, and then January 30th, I didn't even call it the Betox reboot because I didn't even think I would become that determined. I feel like there was a while there where every other episode was a Betox bonus episode saying, hey, sorry, I took a break. I promise I'm going to come back. I make an episode and then it's another Betox bonus episode like 5 months later. So I don't know. So I did an episode on January 30th saying the future of Beatox, because that's where I kind of let you guys know. I had really high hopes for season 3. Obviously, it didn't start the way I wanted it to start, but I mean, I'll try to make episodes. I'll promise you that I'll try. I'm not going to promise you I'm going to have episodes. And that turned out to be the key, because as I've learned, for me, I would take this any day of the week, any day, any night. I would take a one episode a week, 30 to 40 minute episode, then 5 episodes a week that are like 10 minutes long. Because uploading every single day, week, 10 minutes, I just like, those are the ones I'm not going to remember. I'm going to remember these episodes I made this season, because I didn't rush it. I didn't try to push my, like, the creativity and the ideas I had. I set maybe 4 dates that I had to do, which was the live streams, the anniversary, and this date. I'm not saying, hey guys, check back every Tuesday, because I'm going to like feel like, okay, now I need to like work this right now. I need to get the script done. I need to get this done before Tuesday. And like, I didn't rush it. And look at what happened. I mean, we came out with like 20 episodes. We got 500 listens in like 2 months. And it's just crazy how like that happens. How my mindset was, I'm going to make these for fun. And I did that, and I don't want to stress about it. I don't want this to be my job right now. I just want to build a solid foundation so I can work up from here. And honestly, like I said before, I'm not going to remember those episodes in season 1. Maybe season 2, because that was super fun. But season 1, I highly doubt I'm going to remember that. But right now, in season 3 and season 4, while I'm putting out much longer, and I'm researching, and I'm the night before, when I'm like, all right, I'll see if I can record this tomorrow, I'm writing down these scripts and these coming up with creative like segment ideas and interactive like series and stuff. I'm so happy with what I did when I learned that 5 episodes a week is not a healthy schedule, and that you should not push creativity at all. And when you feel it, which I felt it for like February, obviously April slowed down a little bit, and I'm feeling it now, how once you just feel it, it'll just flow and it'll come out and we'll grow, which we have been. We're getting like 100 listens a month. We got 500 in a very short amount of time, which is, it's just crazy to me. So I mean, I'm gonna tell you, in that like 4 month break, I sat down and I reevaluated. And I did a little bit, but honestly, when I did that, the Beatox reboot episode on January 30th, I wasn't saying this is a reboot and I'm going to get back to normal. I didn't say I'm going to maybe aim for at least an episode a week. But if not, if I'm not feeling the creativity, I'm not going to try to force it out. Because why would I put out a 10-minute episode? Obviously, this one's going to be like 20 minutes, but whatever. I'm not going to put out a 10-minute episode where I read an article and say, hey, don't forget to be awesome. Okay, because that's not going to do anything. And now I remember these, and now I feel like they mean so much more, these episodes now, and I'm super happy. And again, like, I'm not going to set dates for season 4, because with plenty, and I mean plenty of trial and error, we have found what works for me and what I can do to make these episodes, right? I say, if I feel it and I'm like, ooh, that's an awesome Marvel trailer, I'd love to talk about it, I just do it. Just don't rush creativity, because when you have it, I mean, dude, you have it. And just run with it, you know? So that's really what I've been doing for these past 3 months. And now I'm doing at least once a week-ish, every week and a half. I know April was a little bit smaller, but February was a huge month. I think on average we were putting about like 7 episodes a week, which is really good. I'm super happy with what season 3 turned out to be, and that's honestly why it's my favorite. So yeah, I mean, man, I went off script. That was pretty good. That was all improv. I don't know. So yeah, moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen, don't try to push your creativity. Don't say, all right, well, I'm gonna talk about Marvel, even though there's nothing to do. I just have to get something out, you know? I honestly if I could give you any type of advice, it'd be just don't have that mindset. like, use your creativity when you have it. And obviously, when I was in a drought, and I've been in a drought before, and I'm going to be in droughts in the future, just, I mean, that's okay. They're going to happen. But when you feel the creativity, just write it and take away and put out 7 episodes a month and get 500 listens in, like, 2 months, which is, it's crazy. All right, so it's going to wrap it up today. Thank you very much for listening. That was... Again, I just want to say, thank you so much, everybody that listened in season 3. We're actually growing a little bit now, and, I mean, me putting in all this work and putting out, like, 30-minute episodes now is it's showing, which is really fun, and hopefully season 4 just, we'll expand from there. We'll just keep growing, everybody, and the future is long and bright, and I'm very excited. So, yeah, all right, I'll switch it up. A live stream is going to be link number 1. That's season 4. I'm not going to see you guys till that day. So, yeah. So, if you want to check out the live stream, that'll be first link in the description. May 22nd, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. 6 p.m. if you live on the East Coast. What is it, like? 3 if you live on the West or something. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Den Riffin Podcast, link number 3. Show I have with my sister. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to be awesome for the last time in season 3. Thank you so much to anybody that listened to just a second of the season. It means the world to me, and you're making me money. So, yeah, all right. Definitely going to be awesome. I love you guys, and I will see you in season 4. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Anchor FM. If you'd like to make a podcast easily and fun, visit www.anchor.fm or download their free app on Google Play or the App Store. This podcast is legally owned by the creator and shared and distributed by Anchor FM. Listen anywhere you want easily and for free. Thank you and have a nice day.